This is Planet Boyer. Are you frustrated? Do you question every move you make? Are you listening? Do you wish you knew how to win this game? Are you lonely? Have you any clue as to why you ache? Are you crazy, maybe? Do you miss the rules that we used to break?
Are you frustrated? Do you question every move you make? Are you listening, baby? Do you wish you knew how to win this game? Are you lonely, lady? Have you any clue as to why you ache? Are you crazy, maybe? Do you miss the rules that we used to break?
Celebrating life, liberty, health, and property. Running away from Earth, you've reached Planet Boyer, where every day is a perfect day. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Planet Boyer Show. I'm Paul Boyer. I'll be your host. This is a spinoff of the Mad Money Machine podcast. It's sort of the DVD extras, I guess. There'll be no investing talk on Planet Boyer. Only, like I said before, talk of life, liberty, health, and property. And, of course, the pursuit of happiness. Coming to you from the belly of the beast in the D.C. metro area, where today they held a very large tea party. People are saying government should do what only government can do, and nothing more. Well, I may not be up to the job, but the job has to be done. So join me as we continue this experiment. In liberty. So there's a lot of words being tossed around these days. If you turn on any news channel, people are saying socialism, fascism, communism, totalitarianism, progressivism, tyranny. What do all these words have in common? They all have in common a strong control by some power or governmental agency. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not just the government that is corrupt in their power. It's just about anybody that has power is corrupt in their power. Big corporations and even parents have too much power over their kids sometimes, I think. Sometimes the power goes to the absurd, and people need to realize that if you have power, you need to wield it gently. Well, before we get too deep into the program, I have this in sporting news. Pot-bellied old man wins the Masters, proving golf is not a game for athletes. And here's another sport that may not be for athletes. Here's a surprise. A couple weekends ago, you won't believe it, I took a hunting class. Yes, in the state of Virginia. In order to get a hunting license in the state of Virginia, you have to take a hunter's education course. 2 days, Saturday 8 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. I went out to Lovettsville or someplace in some old building. About 70 people showed up, and they had a book. You know, we started out with general safety. Don't point your gun at somebody else, basically. Then they went into chapter 2, which is all about tree stands. How to enter and exit a tree stand properly. Then muzzle loaders. There were chapters on survival, and we saw a video. We saw several videos. One was shoot or don't shoot. They gave us a number of scenarios as to, you see the rodent or the animal that you're hunting there, and he pops up in your vision, and should you shoot or not shoot at that instant? And there were some pretty funny ones. Like, one was, don't shoot if you're in front of water, because the bullet could skip off the water and go into something in the background. And there was a video on how to dress a deer in the field. Very educational. A lot of fun. One thing that I thought was interesting that they told us, a lot of people say, oh, hunting, that's so awful. Well, in the state of Virginia last year, hunters harvested 350,000 deer. You say, oh my gosh, little Bambi. But they said in the class, it wasn't enough. Deer don't have any natural predators in the state. I guess there aren't enough mountain lions, enough bears to be the predators of all the deer. So man is the only predator. And we weren't good enough last year to get to thin out the herd, to cull the herd. So very interesting. I was hoping to be able to go turkey hunting with my friends, but they said the rain canceled the plans. And I was really looking forward to that. You know, you don't shoot the body of the turkey. I guess eating the meat, therefore, you know, you get all those lead pellets in your chili. No, you shoot at the head and neck of the turkey. And the class went in all into the different types of ammunition and shotgun and shot sizes and which kind of shot you should use if you're going turkey hunting. So I am now a certified hunter in the state of Virginia, although I haven't yet purchased my license. Not sure I'll actually have an opportunity to go hunting, but I'm ready in case the opportunity comes along. So yeah, the tax day tea parties, I don't think they're all really about taxes. I mean, we know we have to pay taxes. There's people out on Twitter that are using the hashtag tea party. Some people are in favor of the tea party, going to the tea party, supporting the tea party. And then there were a number of people out there saying, I love to pay taxes for this and that and the other reason. They wanted, they like their roads, they like their services, they like helping the poor people. That gets me back to the quote, which I really enjoyed, heard on TV. Government should do what only government can do. And one of the things that government should and can do is protect our liberties. But it seems like, with all the people using these words like socialism, fascism, communism, totalitarianism, progressivism, and tyranny, all of those words mean systems that tend to take away one's liberty. But government should be in the business of protecting liberty. So what is going on? Once a liberty is taken away, and it turns out to have been a bad thing to take it away, how do we undo that? Does government really have the will to go in and restore liberties? It doesn't seem like they do. And I think that's what these tea parties are all about. Is we need to re-inject liberty in our society and around the world for that matter. Well, more about liberty in upcoming Planet Boyer podcasts. There are some other things I want to talk about on this show. You know, this show is really a DVD extras for the Mad Money Machine. All the stuff that I can't fit into the Mad Money Machine show, which you'll get tomorrow, by the way, in the same stream. Some odds and ends. First of all, dark clouds. This is something that I just recently realized after 40 some odd years of looking at dark clouds and hearing the phrases dark clouds are on the horizon and so forth. But when you think about it, when you really examine it, dark clouds aren't really dark. Do you agree with me on this? All clouds are white through and through. All the way through, from top to bottom, clouds are white. The only reason they're dark is because they are in shadow. The thicker the cloud, the more shadow there is at the bottom of the cloud, which is really white, but makes it look like it's dark to us. One of my friends, when I pointed this out to him, disagreed with me. He said, no, there are dark clouds. Clouds are black. I've seen them. I don't think so. And the more you look at it, take a sunny day where there's these little puffy clouds in the sky. Actually, take a sunny day when there are big puffy clouds in the sky. You will see a big white patch at the top of the cloud, and at the base of the cloud, that's when it gets dark. And it's not because the cloud is dark, it's because it's in the shadow. It took me a long time to come to this conclusion, and I sure hope I'm right about it. Okay, another tip for you, for those of you who own garage doors, houses that have garages and have garage doors. This is another thing I've realized after about 15 years, maybe 10 years, of owning a house with a garage door. For the past 3 winters, we've had trouble with our garage doors. You know, it would go down and they would stick and it hit something and then come back up. And then you'd have to keep pressing the button. And then fiddle with it, fight with it to get it to go all the way down. So I would take a can of WD-40 and lubricate the thing. And that would clear it up for maybe a day or two. And then it would be right back to this sticking thing. And it happened in cold weather. So we thought, well, the garage is getting old. You know, maybe we should replace it. And we looked at Costco at how much garage doors were. I guess $2,000 to replace garage doors. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend $2,000 replacing our garage doors. I wonder if we can just replace the tracks and the rollers and things. And finally, I was looking on our neighborhood website, and there are some tradesmen listed on the website. And I thought, well, there was one of them for a garage door service repair person. And that's what they specialized in. It was Academy Garage Doors. That's all they did. Can you imagine having a job where all you do is service garage doors? Wow. So his truck is specially fitted with just the tools he needs to service a garage door. You call him up and they say, now, when we come out, there'll be a $99 charge just for coming out. And I said, okay, well, you know, I want to get this fixed. I think I might need new springs. I might need new rollers, or at least, yeah, let's get the nylon rollers. And she was adding up the cost for me on the phone. We got 2 garage doors. So the total came to about $500 if I were to get all the rollers and springs and pulleys and things. I said, yeah, come on out. Well, the guy comes out next day and he says, okay, so you've got a bad pulley there. And the springs look okay. You know, the rollers are all right. I said, well, I'll tell you what, instead of fixing stuff that's not broken, why don't you just fix the broken pulley and then lubricate all the rollers and the track and the screw drive for the garage door? He said, yep, let me do that. And there's one more thing that I wonder if you knew about, and that is your garage door opener at the top has a sensitivity adjustment. I said, you are kidding me. He said, yep, let me just show you. He opened a panel. There's 2 little areas where you turn a screwdriver. It was set on about 3. He turned it up to about 8 on each side, going up and going down. And would you believe that was a major improvement in causing the door not to get stuck. But then the other thing was the door is so doggone noisy when it went up and down that... when he lubricated those rollers, he said, you ever lubricate these? I said, yeah, spray some WD-40 on it. He said, no, WD-40, you don't want that. You want oil, 3-in-1 oil. You want an oil can. I said, ah. So he lubricated the rollers. He lubricated the chain drive. And when I came back out after he'd finished with the new pulley, the sensitivity adjustment, and the lubrication, it sounded like a brand new garage door. And he charged me $130. We were going to spend $2,000 on new garage doors. All you need to do is do some lubrication, set the sensitivity adjustment, and you're good as gold. Lessons learned here on Planet Boyer. Well, the Times of London reports that for the first time in nearly 30 years, I guess that goes back to 1979, there are more people selling gold jewelry as scrap than buying new items. Times are tough and gold is pricey. You get Wired magazine. I when it first came out 10, 20 years ago, was it? 85, something like that. 95, I don't know when it was. I got the very first issue and I kept buying the issues for a couple of years. Really enjoyed the magazine when it came out. It was an exciting magazine. It sort of died off after a while, but then... a few months ago, for some reason, Amazon said, would you like a free subscription to Wired magazine? I said, yeah, all right, I'll take Wired magazine. And they sent me a couple issues. Here is the April issue. And in it, there's an article called Monopoly Killer. Child's play? Not anymore. One German genius has engineered a faster, smarter board game and revived an entire industry. And this is a game that I've talked about, I think, a long time ago on the Madman Machine. A game that we love here at Planet Boyer. And it's called Settlers of Catan, one of the most popular board games out of BoardGameGeek.com. They show a graph of the cumulative number of unit sales from 1995. But in 2004, there were 100,000. Last year, there were over 600,000 of these units sold, Settlers of Catan. The article says, instead of direct conflict, German-style games tend to let players win without having to undercut or destroy their friends. This keeps the game fun even for those who eventually fall behind. Designed with busy parents in mind, German games also tend to be fast, requiring anywhere from 15 minutes to a little more than an hour to complete. They're balanced, preventing one person from running away with the game while the others painfully play out their eventual defeat. Yeah, like Monopoly. And the best ones stay fresh and interesting game after game. And I'll testify to that. So Settlers of Catan, we played it the other day. Very fun. Also, Puerto Rico and its sibling card game, San Juan. I come highly recommended. If you like a game without a whole lot of setup, but with a lot of fun aspects to it, San Juan, the card game, is really good. So now an update on the smart cookie diet. I mentioned to you back that I started this diet. My wife got me for my birthday these cookies, this cookie diet. Smartforlife.com is the website. And after 7 weeks of being on the diet, I have lost 14 pounds. So 2 pounds a week. That's pretty good. Over Easter, unfortunately, I gained 4 pounds. So I guess it'll take me another 2 weeks to get back in the program. But I'm hoping that by another 7.5 weeks, I will have lost another 15 pounds. And that gets me to my New Year's goal of losing 30 pounds. And I don't really want to stop there. I'd like to keep going. I'd like to not only lose weight, but get fit. And if this weather ever stops raining, which they say tomorrow, Thursday, it's supposed to get sunny again, then we'll get outside and get some exercise, do some walking around, play some golf. I would like to lose a total now of 45 pounds and be thin like I haven't been thin in a good long time. I'll let you know how it goes. So my wife is a Craigslist shopper, and she loves shopping through Craigslist. She says it's like going to a yard sale every single day on the computer without leaving your chair. One of the things she found and bought for me as a present, although there's no real occasion for exchange of presents at the moment, she bought me something that now confirms that I am an old man. And it's something I've actually wanted since I was about 10 years old. And they were just too expensive. They've always been too expensive for me to buy. They'd never justified the price because with it, you could find money. You could make money if you owned this thing. And I thought, wow, if I had one of these, I could get more money. But then you have to pay for the thing to get the money. And the thing is a metal detector. Yes, I'm an old man. And so when we go to the beach this year, you can see me out on the beach in the early morning, waving my metal detector around in the sand with my scoop and my little sack around my waist, no doubt, collecting all my treasure. Now, we did go out a couple days ago. When we went for Easter, matter of fact, we went over to the in-laws' house, and we took the metal detector just kind of show it off. You know, it's an interesting thing to play with. Well, the first hit I had in my in-laws' yard, I laughed with my wife, you know, they probably won't look kindly on us digging up their yard too much. But the first hit we had on the metal detector, it shows you what it is that it's finding. And the little dot came up and said, there's a quarter. You know, and you said, you kind of take these things with a grain of salt. Yeah, it thinks it's a quarter. Let's dig down and see what it really is. We dug down about 2 inches, and sure enough, out of the ground, a quarter. And everybody thought, well, that's amazing. And so we, you know, we swiped the thing over another area about 3 feet away, and beep, 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 it says a quarter. And we dig down, and the second place we dug, we found a quarter. This thing is amazing. I can't wait to get out on the beach and dig in the loose sand. But you could also dig in other places. We went out to a park where there was no people around, you know, playground. Actually, we went out to a volleyball pit worth some sand and dug around. We found some dimes and nickels and pennies and things. But no, so far, no Rolex watches or diamond necklaces. But I'll keep you informed as to our treasure success. You know, one of the ideas that we had is we can now combine treasure hunting with the metal detector, with geocaching, with hiking, and get 3 forms of entertainment and exercise all wrapped into one trip. Yes, it's the Planet Boyer way of doing things. You've got to do not just one thing, but you've got to multi-purpose everything in your life. And that's the Planet Boyer way. I'm so glad you joined me here on Planet Boyer. Follow me at twitter.com/planetboyer. Send me your tweets. Reply to @planetboyer. And send me your stuff. I'll try to follow you so that you can direct message me if you want to. When you do follow me, here's a little tip. If you follow me, would you send a tweet with @planetboyer in it to let me know that you're listening and you're not just some sort of search engine optimization or direct marketing person out there trying to follow people to get them to follow you back? You know, Twitter is so full of this direct marketing thing that it's getting crazy now. All of the follows I get over at the Mad Money Machine Twitter account are people that already have, they follow 3,000 people and they have 2,000 followers, and they're some guy that shows you how to make money on the internet. Oh, man. Is that what life is all about? Is everybody running some sort of show you how to make money scheme on the internet? I don't know. I will not show you how to make money on Planet Boyer, but I'll give you some ideas over on Mad Money Machine, which you can find tomorrow. I'll see you later. This is Paul Boyer, celebrating life, liberty, health, and property, and the pursuit of happiness. Coming to you from the belly of the beast in Washington, D.C. metro area, saying government should do what only government can do. Real.